When I was growing up, business wasn't just a job. It wasn't something we did because we had to. It wasn't something that was a 9-to-5 kind of activity for us. It was a part of our lives. It was a part of our lifestyle. And, you know, my dad used to say that after religion and family, the third thing was business. It was so integrated into our lifestyle. And that was the secret of his success, that he took business that seriously. Now, there is, of course, the talk of the work-life balance, especially for entrepreneurs. But I'm not saying that, you know, you need to be at it all the time with business. You need to be working all the time. What I'm saying is the importance of business needs to be with you all the time. And if ever there is a need to go above and beyond, to drop everything on a Sunday and tend to some business, to drop things after hours and tend to business, you have to do it as a business person if you want to be successful in your business. The other thing is the thoughts of your business, the ideas, the thinking process, that doesn't stop when the shop closes or when the office closes. It continues right through your evenings, your weekends. It's almost like, you know, in computers when you have this background process operating at the back of your mind. It's like that. It's like a young man who's in love with a woman and who's always thinking of her all the time. In the same way, for me, business is something I'm always thinking about. I'm always somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm learning, I'm plotting. I might out here in camping, I'm actually camping in the northern part of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, which is called Banganek. It's in the Cozy Bay area. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. So even though I'm camping, I'm taking some time off, but I got myself one book that I'm reading relating to my productivity, relating to business, something light, something not too heavy, it's more biographical. Because it's something that's with us. I'm here with my family, I'm here with my boys. And my advice to them, I mean, they're not quite there yet. They're still young. But my advice to them is the same advice that I give, that my father gave me, which is that this is not a job. This is a lifestyle. Business is a lifestyle. And if you are not comfortable with that lifestyle, then business is a waste of time for you. You'd rather go and get a job. There's nothing wrong with going, getting a job, working hard, earning an honest living, and, carrying on your life that way. In that way, you work 8-to-5, you get your holidays every year, you take those holidays. The moment you step out of the office, by all means, I would say, get that job out of your head. Get that job out of your head. The moment you step out of the office, blanket, delete it. You don't even know what that is. If that's the life you want, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's a lot of people, there are millions of people who are comfortable with that. But when it comes to business, the amount of effort that you need to put in as a founder, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, it's just all or nothing. You know, it's like the way of the samurai. I'm actually reading a book now about the martial arts and the samurai. With them, it was just like that. It wasn't a part-time thing. It was their training, their swordsmanship, their discipline, their studying was a lifelong engagement. It was a lifelong commitment. And if the sensei saw that a particular student wasn't fully committed, then what he would do is he would just ask the student to leave the dojo. And in order for the student to get to a point where he himself is at the lowest rank of teacher, it took 15 years. And then for him to become a hanshi, which is a master, it took another 20 to 25 years of continuous training. So all in all, 35 years of training just to become a master. And now you've got guys who are 18 and 19 years old and they think they're masters when it comes to business. That is sad. That is very, very sad. So business is a lifestyle. Do not treat your business like it's a job, because that's the sure way to become frustrated. See, it all has to do with your mindset, right? If your mindset is this, that my business is only something I do 8 to 5, and the moment I leave from there, I'm done with it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. If there's anything that does come up in the after hours, a client calls you, there's an issue, or a client calls you and there's a potential deal on the table, it'll become a source of frustration for you rather than a source of joy, that this is my business and I'm happy to do whatever it takes to get to a point. You know, I'm thinking of a story I heard a while ago. There was this gentleman, I met his family. He started a trucking company with one truck, just one old scrappy truck. And the one night, he got a call that his truck was stuck on the outskirts of Cape Town. So he traveled from Durban all the way to Cape Town overnight. He picked up a mechanic, obviously, and he traveled overnight. It's 1,000 kilometers, just over 1,000 kilometers. Traveled, fixed up the truck, got it back on the road, went back home. That time he had just the one truck. That was the level of commitment. I heard the story must be about 20, 25 years ago. And it stuck with me ever since. Today the company is so huge. His sons are running. He's late now. He passed away. His sons are running the company. And they have, I think, last time I checked, about 1,000 trucks. But it came from that commitment. It came from that dedication. And so I said to my sons, look, I'm glad you guys are in the business with me. And I appreciate that. But the thing is, you can't treat this business like a job. Sorry, tending to the fire here. You can't treat this business like a job. And as your father, I'm telling you that you're better off going and working for somebody, because it's just going to be a source of continuous frustration for you. Business is not easy. Now, I'm not saying business is hard. I don't want you to get the wrong impression. I'm not saying business is impossible. Anybody can do it. But just like with the martial arts, just like the samurai, it takes commitment. It takes this understanding that this is now my lifestyle. I've chosen a lifestyle. It's not a job. It's something that I'm going to do. And come what may, I am going to succeed, or I'm going to die trying, just like the samurai. Either I succeed or I'm going to die trying. I didn't intend to speak so much about the samurai, but it's just this book I'm reading is just phenomenally good. I'm learning so much about the samurai and the martial arts and the parallels that that has with business. And it's incredible. It's incredible learning for me. It's a refresher, because I'm thinking of a lot of the things that my dad used to tell us and my grandfather used to tell us. You know, it became part of our DNA. Whatever move we made, whatever decision we made, there was religion, family, and business. It was that. It was as simple as that. And wherever you see that sort of thing, in whichever communities, you'll see that they are generally very successful in their businesses. And They are thriving because they take it that seriously. Now, why do we take it that seriously? We take it that seriously because it demands that level of seriousness. It demands that we are totally focused, because anything less than that, and you'll wonder why you are not making it. You'll wonder why is my business not growing? Why is my business not going places? It's simply because you don't have the commitment. And with that commitment comes inspiration. when you are committed, that commitment will guide you. That commitment will drive you towards what is best for your business. It's like, let's take the analogy of a person who is in love. Young man is in love with a woman. Nobody has to tell him to give her flowers, to give her gifts, to write poetry for her. You'll get the most macho, hunky guy suddenly becomes a romantic, becomes a Romeo, just because he got a woman in his life. What do you learn? You learn from there that the instinct comes. Our instinct as human beings is when we committed to something, it comes naturally to us. So whether or not you got a business degree, whether or not you studied an MBA, whether or not you've got experience, or you're coming from a family where there are business people, it's immaterial. It's that level of commitment that's going to get you there. And if you don't have that commitment, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle to come up with ideas. You're going to struggle to solve problems. You're going to struggle with stress and anxiety because business is taxing. But let's go to the bright side of things. When you've put in the work, like a farmer cultivating the land, when you've put in the work and your crops bear fruit and you sit back and you're enjoying those fruit, there's no joy like that. And business gives you that. Ultimately, business gives you a lifestyle. My lifestyle is traveling. Look where I am. I was supposed to be recording this in a studio somewhere, but I realized that this is not going to work out because I'm almost hardly in the office. I'm almost hardly in the studio. I'm always traveling all over the place. And so I'm going to do this out here. And I know those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, you're hearing some background noises that you wouldn't normally get in a normal podcast. You're not going to get that radio quality sound. I mean, there's this beautiful bird chirping. I can hear the sound of the ocean. Can you hear that? So it's my lifestyle, but it's business that's given me this lifestyle. I've been doing this business, IT Varsity, since 2009. I wish I was good with maintaining a fire as I am with software development. Since 2009, we've been grinding away at this. It's how many gone on now? 2024. It's going to be 25 years. No, 15 years, sorry. 15 years of IT Varsity. And it's every bit worth it. It's given me the lifestyle. It's given my boys a career. It's given us, father and sons, the opportunity to work together as a family, to do something meaningful. It's giving me the opportunity to empower people, to touch lives, to improve people's lives. Because for me, my business is a mission. It's not just about making money. It's about transforming people's lives across Africa, across the world. But, you know, my love is for Africa, because Africa is, in my opinion, the most up and coming. Watch this space. And I believe in Africa, and I believe in the African people. And I want to do my part to bring about that African renaissance. I don't know if they still use that word. To bring about that change that Africa needs by empowering its people with skills, with knowledge, particularly in the tech space and the entrepreneurship space. Because in my opinion, that's where everything is going. That's the direction everything is going in. It's going to be tech and it's going to be entrepreneurship. Yeah, there's going to be other careers. There's going to be accounting. There's going to be food production. There's going to be management, but I think no matter what career you get into, you'll find that tech is very pervasive. It's all over the place. And even a career like agriculture will become a tech career in the near future. So that's going to be awesome. So that's my advice to my boys and my advice to you. The whole objective behind this podcast, this video podcast, because this is on YouTube also, the whole idea behind it is to share my knowledge and experiences with you, because I'd like to see more than anything tens of thousands of new tech entrepreneurs coming up in South Africa. South Africa is my country. I'd like to see tens of thousands of new entrepreneurs, but I don't want you to make the mistake of thinking that entrepreneurship is just a job. You will never succeed. And I'm telling you this because of the number of people who I mentor. For them, the biggest problem I find is that when they come back to me and say, but, you know, Mr. Bilal, things are not working out. Should I continue with this or should I give up? My answer is simply, if you had to ask me that question, then you've already given up. Because you just want me to say something which you want to hear, which is, quit, give up, off you go. But those who stick with it and never ask that question, they, no matter how frustrated, and I can see their frustration, I can see these guys are working hard and things are just not going as they expect, but they stick with it. I know these guys are going to be successful. And it's not just me saying that, because when you look at some studies done in Silicon Valley, I forgot the source, but I'll put it in the comments, in the description. They said 10 out of 10 entrepreneurs who left the game did not succeed. In other words, I know it sounds a bit wishy-washy, but every single one of those who stuck with it, who stayed in the game, succeeded. Not instantly, not immediately, not in the next 3 months or 6 months. Sometimes it took years, 2 years, 3 years, 6 years, 7 years. I've been at it 15 years. And I haven't reached my financial goals yet. I haven't reached where I'd hope my business would have been yet. But for me, quitting is not an option, because I know I'm close. I know I'm close. And I'm also very, very aware of the fact that I'm learning. I'm learning as I'm going, and I'm loving the learning, and I'm loving the journey, and I'm loving every aspect of working in my business. When I go to work, on the rare occasions that I am in the office, I love to meet up with my staff. I love to look at them, to work with them. I've surrounded myself with amazing people. And I love what we do. I love the people we work with. I love my students. And I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm really very, very grateful for all of that. So what I'm telling you is, yes, it's a journey. You want to do martial arts? Want to become a black belt? Want to become a sensei? Want to become a hanshi? Play for the long game, son or daughter. Play for the long game. And getting smoke in my eyes. And you'll enjoy that journey. Business is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Sounds cliche, I know. But really, there's a lot of truth to that. In case you're wondering, I'm in Cozy Bay. It's an area called Banganek, one of the most beautiful places in the world. Banganek is on the southern shore of the three great lakes of the Cozy Bay estuary. And we are literally, I would say, 15 kilometers from the Mozambique border. So yeah, it's one of the remotest parts of South Africa. I love it. I love this place. I love these people. These are such beautiful people here. And I'm not just saying physically, I mean even in their character. These are the most amazing people. We're staying in, actually, it's not a campsite. It's a homestead that belongs to a local family. and they've kind of earmarked one section of their homestead for camping, and they are going out of their way to look after us as guests. I mean, when we first came here, I was a bit worried. I was like, whoa, there's some kids there, and there's some goats running there, and yeah, goats. I mean, there was a goat that tried to get into our bathroom section there today. I don't know, maybe there's something it wanted to eat there. There's monkeys, so we got a bit concerned. This is not a traditional campsite, but when we saw the hospitality of these people, we were sold, and I'm coming back here. I'm definitely coming back here. I love this place. I love these people. But I digress. But I digress. But actually, it's not a digression, because you can see they are running a business here, and they are serious about it. And these are not, clearly not well-to-do people, but they're very serious, extremely serious about their business, extremely serious about their guests. If we have any issues, they come instantly, because they live right here, and they sort it out. The kids are on holiday. There's this young man, his name is Sikalel, came and offered his services to show us where all the good fishing beaches are, and to show us where the good snorkeling is, and also to look after our vehicles while we are at the beach. Brings us firewood, does some running around for us. I says, well, see, this is great. Enterprising young man. He's going to return to school in a few days' time. He has to wake up at 4. He has to leave for school at 4 a.m. every morning. What time does he wake up? Must be about 3. Crazy, right? Anyways, this is the first episode of my podcast, and I thought I'd do it on the run. And this is what I'm going to do. Next week, I'm going to be, I don't know where, but we're going to do it on the run, and I'll be catching up with you then. And I hope that you've benefited from this, you've learned something, and I sincerely hope that you're going to follow my podcast, or hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube. And I hope we're going to enjoy this journey together. So long.